Now I am going to speak to you about becoming a new creation. Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? If that is possible, then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. This is a question God asks in Jeremiah chapter 13 and verse 23. He suggests a certain impossibility. Whether it's the Ethiopian, the Indian, the Chinese, or the Mexican, can one change his skin? Can he change the color of his skin? Many would love to do that, but it is an impossibility. All right then, what about the leopard? No amount of licking or scraping could get those spots off the leopard's back. God is making a point here. When we cannot change that which is just skin deep in our bodies, how can we expect to change the character of our lives, which is a much deeper thing? If it is possible for you to change your skin, God says, then may you also do good who are accustomed to doing evil. It means then that we are prone to do evil and are not capable of being righteous. In the same book, in chapter 17 and verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and is vexed with an incurable disease. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. Look at the description of the heart. What we need then is not just a new start, we need a new heart. If it is impossible to change our skin, however can we change the kind of heart that we have? No man can do it. It's hopeless then. No, the Bible tells us, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. If our hearts and our lives are changed, it would be nothing less than a miracle, a work of God's grace. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when He saved my soul and cleansed and made me whole, it took a miracle of love and grace. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God not only forgives us for Christ's sake, but makes a sinner a new creation. A wonderful transformation takes place. When the caterpillar turns into a butterfly, the many legs have now turned into just six. Once it had a crawling instinct, now it has a flying instinct. The smooth-colored skin now changes into wings with exquisite patterns. A million scales to the square inch. Once it fed on leaves, now the butterfly sits on the flowers, gathering sweetness. Even the tastes have changed. This is what you really call conversion. It's not a changeover from one culture to another, or one religion to another. It's a change of the very heart of man. My dear friend, you need a new heart and a new life. You can't even change your skin, but God can do the impossible. He can take the aimless, listless, wandering soul and give him a new sense of direction. In fact, a new destiny. He can take the burdened, heavy-laden and restless soul and give him the peace which passes all understanding. He can take the person who is bound by the chains of evil habits, dirty desires, and vile affections, deliver him and give him a clean life with power to overcome sin. Vijayan Alexander, a person I have come to know well, was apprehended and condemned in jail for a crime his gang had committed. One day a gentleman went to the jail to talk to prisoners about Christ. Vijayan heard and believed and turned his life over to the Lord. And what a change! Today, the same Vijayan is an evangelist, preaching the gospel and turning men's hearts to God. Nicky Cruz was the warlord of the Mau Mau gang. He knew nothing but hatred, revenge, blood, and beastliness. He was a God-hater. But in the Christian film, The Cross and the Switchblade, based on the true story, you see how the love of God reaches out to this meaningless, dissipated life. And just by simple faith in Christ, Nicky is wonderfully changed. Don Richardson was sent as a missionary to the Irian Jaya in the mid-60s. There were warring tribes there who were treacherous. They killed. They ate the flesh of their enemies. They decked their homes with their skulls and made ornamental chains out of their teeth. After a great deal of prayer and struggle, Don finally got the message through to them. The message of God's love and forgiveness, of a new life in Christ. Cannibals, warriors, murderers they were. But praise God, they were changed. Today, there are many believers where once Satan had full sway. Nothing is impossible with God. He changes the very heart. In the Bible, that is in Mark chapter 5, from verse 1 to verse 20, you have the record of an incident that took place in Gadara by the Sea of Galilee. The Lord Jesus came to the shore of Gadara, and suddenly a man possessed with demons ran towards him. He was hideous looking and frightfully wild. The record says he dwelt among the tombs. No man could bind him. Even if he was, and that with chains, he'd break loose with some strange demonic power. No man could tame him. Then too, the Bible says, always, night and day, he would be in the mountains and in the tombs, running, crying, and cutting himself with stones. A graphic description of the restless ones of this day. Yes, this was his condition until Christ met him. The Lord commanded the demons to come out of the man. One word from Christ and all hell is brought to a halt. Hell takes its hands off this man. The demons depart, and in a moment where restlessness prevailed, peace reigns. Where the demons dominated, Christ is the Lord. When the people from the town came to see what had happened, they saw, now take note carefully, they saw the man sitting and clothed and in his right mind. Was he restless and listless? Now he is sitting. Was he naked and covered with shame? Now he is clothed. Was he demon-possessed and out of his mind? Now he is in his right mind. Dear friends, God can take the broken strands of your life and make you a new person, a new creation. He has a wonderful purpose for you. He will fill you with love and peace. And this life is not everything. There is a glorious future. Do not hesitate to come to Him. He will forgive your sin. He will put His Holy Spirit within you and make you His own child. Pray right now and say, Lord God, I believe with all my heart that Christ died and rose again for me. I yield my life to you like clay in the potter's hands. Take me just as I am and make me a new man, a new woman. Thank you, Lord. Amen.